name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the Gospel, according to St. John, the time of our salvation is referred to as the Lord's hour. That is, when he would be handed over to wicked men to suffer and to die and to be raised from the dead. And it is made abundantly clear that this is not an accident. It's not an accident or a great tragedy that Jesus is handed over to suffer and die. This is part of God's plan, which is why, even though they wanted to arrest him for saying things they didn't like before, they were not able to until the proper time had come. And so we see all that happens as part of God's plan for our salvation. But why would anyone want to put Jesus to death? Well, because as our first reading from the Book of Wisdom makes quite clear, that he was obnoxious to them. His very way of life, what he said and what he did, was a reproach that showed them that they were not being faithful to God. You want to be popular? Don't be holy. Holiness does not make you popular. And you could say, well, what about Mother Teresa? Well, Mother Teresa actually had someone do a documentary about her, accusing her of all sorts of horrible things, basically calling her Hell's Angel, because she stood up for the truth, particularly the redemptive value of suffering and for the humanity of the unborn. Anytime that you stand up for the truth, you're not going to be popular, because that's an implicit reproach for what other people are doing. If you want to be popular, you go and you do what everyone else is doing. But if you want to be holy, you do what God calls you to do, and that is not the road to popularity, as our Lord shows. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.